Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna. This week's channeled message is from Lord Buddha and it's entitled Reconciliation. Greetings, greetings. I am Lord Buddha. I come forth as a collective of energies of the Creator. I am a consciousness. I am an expression of the truth of the Creator. I wish to inspire and guide you forth so that you may access your ascended Master Self and greater collective consciousness. Today I wish to speak with you about the Master Light Pillars. There are numerous Master Light Pillars anchoring into the Earth. Most of these Master Light Pillars have already anchored, and yet there are still more anchoring. Each Master Light Pillar is created by an Ascended Master. They charge and energize their pillar of light with everything that they feel is appropriate and necessary, drawing from their own energies and qualities, as well as their own Creator remembrance, wisdom, and experiences. The Master Light Pillars, when you experience them, it is as if the Ascended Master is incarnate upon the earth. They allow you to experience a new relationship and connection with an Ascended Master. The Master Light Pillars allow the Ascended Master to anchor certain vibrations, qualities, wisdom, and consciousness into the earth, to support the ascension process of humanity. Many of you have asked for help for your own ascension, for the ascension of humanity and Mother Earth, and to dissolve conflict, chaos, and pain upon the earth. This is our response to you. We have anchored Master Light Pillars all over the world, so that you may draw upon these energies, qualities, and wisdom, and so you may feel supported and know that the Ascended Masters of the Inner Planes are walking by your side. We are gifting to you everything that you need, everything that you desire to support your service and your ascension. Each Master Light Pillar has a different topic or subject, a different purpose. And there are thousands of Master Light Pillars all across the earth now. And even this anchoring creates an umbrella of light that is really protecting the earth and also penetrating the earth, charging everyone and everything and every area with Ascended Master Light, thus supporting the ascension and mastery of all beings. Now, if you wish to connect with a Master Light Pillar, you can think of the Ascended Master that you wish to connect with. Maybe myself, Lord Buddha. Maybe Master Katumi, Dwar Karl. Maybe Lady Nada, Mahatma, Master Yeshua. There are so many beings. You think of the Ascended Master that you wish to connect with. You can repeat their name and ask that your guides and your soul support you in connecting with their Master Light Pillar, existing within their master light pillar. You may feel, sense, or acknowledge that a pillar of light flows over and through your being. Or you may be drawn within your being to focus upon your truth. And it may be within your being that you discover the master light pillar of the ascended master that you have chosen. Another way of connecting with the master light pillars is to ask your guides and your soul to connect you with the most appropriate master light pillar. Then focus within your being and you can ask, whose master light pillar is this? And what is the purpose of this master light pillar? And how can this master light pillar serve me in my current reality? Now, another way of working with the master light pillars is within meditation to ask your guides and your soul to be fully present with you. Then to ask that you are made aware of the master light pillar that is closest to you in location. So this means that it's in your surrounding areas. It could be in your country, it could be in your city, it could be in your town, in your village. It could even be in your home. But ask to be made aware of the master light pillar that is closest to you in location. You may feel the energy flow over and through your being. You may be guided within and recognize a sensation, a color, a sound, or something else. Allow yourself to ask, whose master light pillar is this? What is the purpose of the master light pillar? Now you may even be able to locate the master light pillar. It is important to be aware that master light pillars are tremendously expansive. Some even surround the entire world. The master light pillars are like treasure troves. There is so much wisdom, so many skills, so many abilities and understandings, remembrance that you can acknowledge, download and embody. All of this information and light is available to you. The master light pillars are also places of healing, where you or another can receive healing of any form. I, Lord Buddha, wish to introduce to you my own master light pillar. My own master light pillar is focused upon or holds the purpose of reconciliation. Reconciliation. So when you connect with my master light pillar, asking to experience my master light pillar, you will download the light, the love, the wisdom, the healing, the keys and codes, all connected to reconciliation. Now I believe that this energy is immensely important, not only within your own being, but upon the earth. Yes, there is a need for reconciliation. There is a need for understanding. There is a need for union or unity. Sometimes there is a need for compromise. There is also a need for reconnections. Creating new foundations, new bonds, new relationships. There is a need for forgiveness. There is a need for letting go of the past and approaching things from a new perspective, a new thought process. Maybe even from a different chakra. It is my feeling that within every being and within every situation and experience, reconciliation is needed. Can you imagine this for a moment? That within your being, your relationship with yourself, with those around you, with your soul group, with the Creator, this all requires an additional vibration, an input of reconciliation. Can you recognize that every experience also requires an additional input of reconciliation? So you may wish to take some time to contemplate. In my relationships, if I was to channel, to gift, to radiate, to approach a relationship from the vibration of reconciliation, how would this change the relationship? How would it change my behavior? How would it change my thought process, my feelings? How would it change my actions? I also wish to encourage you to contemplate experiences in your reality that you are currently putting action into, or maybe even experiences that are lacking in action. If you were to approach these from the space of reconciliation, if you were to gift the energy of reconciliation, if you were to embody reconciliation within your mind, within your emotions, within your body and being, how would this change the experience? How would you approach it? What would be different? What would the outcome be? Now, in order to truly, truly understand the energy and experience the energy of reconciliation, there is a need to really understand its meaning. And often, before we approach something, we already have a preconceived idea of what it is. So when I say the word reconciliation to you, what is your preconceived idea? Is it both people or situations or experiences coming from truth, coming from a unity, a space of unity within their being, coming from love and interacting in that way? Is it that one surrenders and one gets what they want? Is it a compromise? And is compromising really necessary if every being is coming from a space of truth? Because the truth of the Creator exists within every being. Therefore, every being holds the divine plan of the Creator, the greater divine plan of the Creator for all, for the world, for the universe. Therefore, on some level, everyone's desires, everyone's actions and purpose is the same. So it is important to recognize what your preconceived idea of reconciliation is. And if you do accept this idea, that it feels good and appropriate to you, then please hold on to it. If it does not, then cast it aside. What do you want reconciliation to mean? Now I invite you to sit within my Master Light Pillar, to contemplate reconciliation, to feel my input, my vibration, my expression, my understanding of what reconciliation is and how it can assist you. And not only how it can assist you, but imagine that you are coming from a space where there is understanding, there is unity, and there is a desire to create the truth. Imagine how this would influence your world around you. And then this would be like a domino effect going across the world. And imagine if every person, maybe if it was only for a week or a month, had this purpose that they wanted to embody and create reconciliation. Can you imagine the shifts that would be created on the earth? Can you imagine some of the experiences, the battles, the arguments that would just be let go of? Can you imagine the peace, the joy, the happiness that every being would experience? You are the catalyst. You are the anchor and the catalyst. You are the being that creates this. So it is time for you to embody reconciliation. And I, Lord Buddha, will be present with my Master Light Pillar to serve you. My love is with you always. I am Lord Buddha. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being present with me today. And I hope you enjoyed the channeling from Lord Buddha. It was very inspirational. Until next week, have a lovely week. Bye.